Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Pekudei. Chazak, the end of Sefer Shmos. Scheduling note, next Wednesday, B'ez Hashem, will be the Haggadah Shir. So instead of the Parshas Shir, next Wednesday will be the Haggadah Shir, will be earlier. We'll send out the Marmakomos as we do it. They'll be posted as B'ez Hashem as usual. So next Wednesday, there won't be a Shir on Vayikra. There'll be a Shir Haggadah. Okay, so let's start off with the end of Shmos. This is a thought we mentioned a number of years ago, but it's something that I wanted to mention again, because we should probably mention it every single year. But before we get back to the beginning of the parasha, let's start with the end of the parasha. The last pasuk in Sefer Shmos tells us, as we know, that the goal of the entire Sefer is Hashras HaShechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence resting in the presence of V'shachanti B'socham. And we start off, as the Ramban points out, that the goal isn't just Yitzias Mitzrayim and not even Kabbalah Satorah, but Hashras HaShechina. And the Pasuk says that at the end of the Sefer, the Anan came down, which symbolized the Hashras HaShechina. Ki Anan Hashem al Mishkan Yomam, Ve'esh Ti'elai Labo, the Anan and the Esh Le'enei Kol Beis Yisrael B'chol Masehem. And it was to keep the B'nai Yisrael saw it the entire time, B'chol Masehem. So if you look in the psukim, that parallel in the last pasuk of Vayikra, the last pasuk of Bamidbar, B'nai Yisrael are also referred to, right? The end of Vayikra and Bamidbar have very similar psukim. Eila ha-mitzvah asher tziva Hashem es Moshe el B'nai Yisrael b'har Sinai. Eila ha-mitzvah ha-mishpatim asher tziva Hashem es b'yad Moshe el B'nai Yisrael barvos Moav. So the end of Vayikra is har Sinai, obviously the Sinaitic covenant. And then the Bamidbar is the Arvos Moav covenant. But in those psukim, they're called B'nai Yisrael. The question that's asked is why here at the end of Shmos, we are called Beis Yisrael, right? We were called B'nai Yisrael earlier already. Remember way back in the beginning of Shmos, Paro was the first one to call us B'nai Yisrael. And yet, here at the end, we have Beis Yisrael. So Rabbi Frand, in one of his svarim here in source number one, quotes a Rav from Ner Yisrael, Rav Nachum Lansky, who says that there is a deep message here which tells us about the whole tachlis of Sefer Shmos. If Sefer Bereishis is the book of Genesis of the world, Sefer Shmos is the book of Genesis of the Jewish people. As we know, the Sefer Bereishis is about creating a family, where we end up with Shvatim, and Shmos is about creating an Am. In Sefer Shmos, we become a nation. A nation is not a conglomerate of millions of individuals. A nation is not a conglomerate, a nation, or at least the Jewish nation, is composed of families. It is the bias, the household, that makes us into a nation. The Am, the nation of Israel, is made up of families of Israel. Much of American society is crumbling nowadays, and this was a number of years ago, largely due to the dissolution of the bonds of family. All right, skipping to 25. As we set down roots as the nation in Sefer Shmos, we find frequent mention of the concept of bias, right? Throughout Karban Pesach, Sela Beis Avos, Sela Bayis, right? Kotz Amar LeVeis Yaakov, it says before Maimon Har Sinai. The family, the household, is the strength of the Jewish nation, right? We are made up of units, but we're not units of individuals. Individuals are part of families, and families make up the nation. He quotes Rav Hirsch, who says, we know there's a halacha that exempts a chassan from going out to battle, other communal obligations during Shana Rishona. And he quotes, right, what do you mean? Mitzvah derabim, mitzvah deyachid, turning over the page. The answer is, says Rav Hirsch, when a chassan and kala spend time building and cementing the relationship in Shana Rishona, they're fulfilling a mitzvah derabim, because each home contributes to the foundation of the Jewish nation. Every family is a link. Doesn't mention it here, but I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky mentions it in Emes LeYaakov in Parshas Kiseitse. Why it is that if a chazan walks into shul, the whole tzibur doesn't say tachron, right? Why? What? I don't know him. Somebody says, oh, he's a chazan over there. What does that have to do with me? It has to do with me, because every family built in Am Yisrael is a unit into the larger family of Beis Yisrael, and that's why here Dafka at the end of Sefer Shmos, it doesn't just say B'nai Yisrael. It's to emphasize what the units are and where it started at the beginning of this parsha and where it ended. So continue to base Yisrael, and we became B'nai Yisrael. Okay, So now let's get back to the beginning of the parsha. Let's talk about Pakuda. One of my Talmidim asked me today, this morning, Rebbe, I need filling up Pakuda. I can't find anything. But every parsha has, you just have to dig a little, and it can be found. Okay, we'll start with the beginning. Eila Fakude HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. These are the accountings of the Mishkan. Mishkan HaEdus, Asher Pukar Api Moshe. That was Pukar Api Moshe. There's even an unbelievable medrash at the beginning of the parsha. Well, we'll talk about this, but another time, that there were those who suspected Moshe. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu had all of his gold and silver, and they suspected Moshe of pocketing some of the materials, some of the gold. Like, you see what kind of car Moshe's driving? Right? Did you see that? Right? Do you see, Gershom was bar mitzvah? You see what kind of food they had there? People talk about anybody, even Moshe Rabbeinu. So they suspected, they went to Moshe. Moshe gave an accounting of every drop of donation. And that's Eila Pekudei Pekudei Mishkan Asher Pukar Api Moshe. Right? Moshe said, okay. Moshe was an anav. He didn't fight back. He showed them where everything went. So that's Asher Pukar. That's the medrash on this pasuk. Asher Pukar Api Moshe. But anyway, Avodas Alviyam Be'adi Samar Ben Aron HaKohen. The Rashi points out, based on the medrash, that it says the word HaMishkan Mishkan. Right, twice. Eila Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaEdus. So Rashi quotes, what's the double lashon? Shtei pa'amim. Remez lemishkan shenismashkein b'shnei churbanin alavonosein shel Yisrael. Twice, remez, to hint to us, the mashkon, Hashem took the two batei migdash, they were destroyed as collaterals, as securities for Hashem. Hashem took them from us, right? B'shas churban. That's a remez. To the Mishkan was the Mishkan, but the later Mishkans were, of course, the Batei Mikdash. So they became mashkons, they became securities, collaterals for us. Says the Aznayim LaTorah, says Rav Sirotskin, here in Source 3, to give us a little deeper insight and appreciation into why they are called, the Beis Hamikdash is called the mashkon. What do you mean a security, a collateral? What does that mean? So he says Aznayim LaTorah, line 3, Source 3, line 3, Hamunach mashkon. Ha'amur b'mishkan, the idea of a mashkon misba'er im nasim alev. Let's think about this. Sha'al am Yisrael avru tkufos shel osher va'oni b'muvan aruchani. We have had ups and downs in our spiritual history. Right? Ups and downs. Kamal adam prati b'muvan agashmi. Right? It's going to be a mashal in the physical, financial realm of a person and the spiritual realm of a person and of the nation. V'noik sheba'olam, in life, Adam hamarviach yoser michdei parnasaso. If a person makes a good living and even more than he needs, he profits. Konelo tachshitin umiskashi b'em. I buy myself extra jewelry. I buy myself special treasures. Ukshu yori minachasov ve'enam arviach afilu kadei parnasaso. And let's say, as we know, the Gemara says, right, life is a galgal hachozer ba'olam. Sometimes we're on top of the financial world, and sometimes we're not. So let's say after being on the top, we're not anymore. So notelah means, what does the person believe? She shemesh ha-hatzlacha tizrach lo shemesh. You know what? It's hard now, but I know it's going to come back. Right? It's a galgala chozer. It goes up and down. Right? And therefore, lefichach, enu mocher tzachshita, the special things that I bought when I was doing well, I'm not going to sell them because I hope to make my money back. I'll give them as a security. I'll borrow money from somebody to give him this jewelry of mine, and then hopefully I'll get it back when I can make it up. El mamashkin osam. I don't just sell them. I'm mamashkin. B'tikva lift osam. K'sheyarchav Hashem es gvulo. Right? There's hope to be podeh. K'sheyarchav Hashem es gvulo. When Hashem is marbe and expands his gvul. V'chein haya la'am Yisrael b'yam tovim. Shervachnu yoser michdei parasaseinu. So too in the spiritual realm, right? When Am Yisrael, when we profited, so to speak, in more than what we're used to. Ratzolo marasinu tztakom aysem tovim yoter michli atzorach v'kiyumenu. So because we, so to speak, became somewhat rich, so what happened? So we got special things in terms of our spirituality. Zehaya b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. Shalach rach reyeshem ha-midbar. Beres lo zeruah. We were on top of the world. B'shas kabbalas ha-torah. Naseh v'nishma. What do we get? The Gemara says, the Malachim gave us crowns. We got crowns, one for Nase, one for Nishma. Rachashnu lanu tachshitin. U'malach yesheres nandu barosh kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael. Remember the Gemara Shabbos, Peches? V'afilu achrei shepirku me'itanu esakhtarim. And even though after we had them removed because of Chayta Egel, nishar b'yadeinu rechush ruchani gadol. Ad kadil rechush bo tachshir achir livnos ha'mishkan. So, you're right, we went down, but then we went back up and we got the Mishkan and we had Ashras HaShchina, like we read in our Parsha. We had the Ashras HaShchina, then Hashem Vasuli Mikdash, Shachati Besocham. And then we had the Egel, we keep going back and forth. Second Kalib, Umeach Churban, Kashalur Vichu, but it's all Panasasam, but once Peshas Churban, we weren't breaking even anymore. The Kiyumam and Islach Luchu, Ba'avonos Vachovos Gedolim Admaod, the Nigzerim Kliachas Vishalom. We deserve to finish, destroyed. Amad lemarachush, tachshit. So what happened? We sold. We sold our, not we didn't sell. We gave as a collateral. Like that person who's rich who knows that they're going to come back. So too we know that we're going to come back. So what did it do? Hashem took our mikdash as a mashkon. It's not permanent. Gam oz lo machar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es tachshitam shel Yisrael. Elalaka choso b'mashkon. Hashem took it as a mashkon. Hainu shoha eitzim v'ha avanim nisrafu. The stones and the wood was burned. Amnam aval neshama shel hamishkan. Allah b'hashamayma. The neshama went up to shamayim, as the Gemara says, about himitradion. Gvila nisrafin v'osios parchos. Chazal v'chulu. Kadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger on the eitzim b'avanim. And not on us, because he knows and we know that it's not permanent. And we're waiting for the day, and we believe and we hope for the day that we're going to get back our mashkon. We're going to get it back. And that's why there are so many numerous halachos that have to do with Mehiri Bana Beis HaMikdash. And we live that way. He quotes one on line 28. Yom HaNeif Kulo Asur. Shem Yibana HaMikdash B'yantif. Right? Maybe the Binyan HaMikdash. Yom HaNeif, remember that's the second day of Pesach, the day that you wave the Karbana Omer. The Gemara there says that you're not allowed to eat Chadash that whole day. Why? Because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down today. And Rashi and Tosfos there discuss, it's going to come down. There's a whole discussion. Is the Beis HaMikdash going to come down? Are we going to build it? The Rambam says, are we going to build it? Rashi says there, no, it's going to come down. The Aruch HaNer says, maybe the physical is going to, we're going to build the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, whatever it is, but there's some element that Ut is going to come. Right? There's Mehira, the reason we wash our hands before we eat bread. Because we know we're going to have to get used to that by eating truma, b'shasa mikdash, when we all could become tar. So again, forever, for thousands of years, we do things because it's going to happen right away. Right? And we don't want to waste, we yearn, we hope towards it. Even came up in the Daf Yomi this week. Right? The, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is talking to Eliyahu HaNavi. Remember that Gemara in Perek Chelek. And Eliyahu HaNavi says, Shimon Levi says, "Nu, when's Mashiach coming?" Right? And Eliyahu HaNavi says, "Why don't you go ask him?" So go ask him, where is he? Oh, he's sitting outside the city by Rome over there. He's like, okay, how am I going to know who he is? There's going to be a bunch of sick, poor people. They're all going to be taking off all their bandages, putting on their creams, and then putting them all back. But there's one that takes off one at a time. One at a time. You'll know that's him. Because just again, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's time to come. He doesn't want to have all his bandages off at once. So he does one band-aid at a time. So that just in case that's the second, he can just put that one on, one and go. See, even Mashiach is waiting. Even Mashiach is waiting for that moment. And that's why the Batei Mikdash are called mashkons. They're not called that. Hashem didn't take them permanently. It's going to come back. It's going to come back. He quotes, again, towards the end, Rashi and Tosfos that we just said, turning over. And he quotes that they're all, it's going to come back from Shamayim, and that's what he says on the bottom. Aval rosa liftos mashkon tzorchu larviach yosef b'chnei panasaso. Akadei debei mashkon, l'ficha nasa'am neis, it didn't happen, but it's going to happen. Aval begula hachrona, line 9, nomar kimei tzeischa me'eretz mitzrayim er'enu niflos, v'yisukan kol ha'olam, and we're going to get back our rechush, and that's why it is a mashkon. Okay. So what happens? So after betting back to the Parsha, they all the donations are brought, and they actually bring it to Moshe, and the Moshe Rabbeinu Vayaviu by Revi, Vayaviu as a Mishkan El Moshe, as Ol, as Kol Kelav, Karasav, Karashav. They bring everything to Moshe. Bring everything to Moshe. And finally, at the end of the parasha, as we read before, this Hashras Hashchina. Says the Medrash quoted in source number 5. Vayaviu as a Mishkan El Moshe. The Medrash Kasuv Oz Vahadar Levusha Vatischak Liom Acharo. Oz Vahadar Levusha Zemoshe. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is girded with strength and glory. Vatischak Liom Acharon Elu Leitzani Hadar Shemalitzin Acharov Vaomrim Elu Leelu Efshir Hashchina Shora Ayadav Shel Ben Amram. Right? Is there going to be Shechina? Right, Rashi quoted in last week's parsha, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, and Rashi quoted that really the Mishkan was finished Hanukkah. It was already finished Hanukkah time, but it wasn't built and Hashras Hashchina until Nisan. Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, Nisan. So all these Leitzanim are saying, Moshe's going to bring the Hashras Hashchina. Ben Amram, we've quoted in past Haggadah Shiurim. Remember Ben Amram? They didn't call him Moshe. Ben Amram is like, they don't even say his name. That shows a lack of chashivas, like the Rasha versus the Chacham. Lo asa, Moshe, lo yeshiva Moshe. Kiva sh'amar lo ha'elokim lakim asa mishkan. Remember what happens? They bring everything to Moshe Rabbeinu and only Moshe is making the mishkan. Right? Rashi quotes that nobody knew how to do it. It was too heavy. And Moshe doesn't even know. Hashem says, you know, you build it and I'll really build it with you. But once Moshe did it, kiva sh'amar lo kim lakim asa mishkan, hichol sochik aleyam shenemar, Vatischak liyom ha'acharon. Moshe Rabbeinu has the last laugh, so to speak. Vatischak liyom ha'acharon. Moshe didn't say anything. He knew it'll work out. Says here in the Osras HaTorah, this is the Midav Sadikim. Right? Holding back because they know. They know it'll work out. Zuhi midasan shal sadikim. Shechaim tamedes machsheves hayom ha'acharon. We have to know. We have to focus. Life, we have to have a long-term view in life. Ve'inam is pa'alim. Midim yonoseihem shel leitzani adar hamis almim misufam v'zosi avod akasha b'migdash. It's hard, right? We like to see instant results. We like to have our prayers answered right away, especially when we see Rosh Hashanah. Mishum sheteva ha'adam lehisbalbel b'matzavim kashim hapogdim oso. Right? When we don't have shalvas hanefesh, we get excited. And we lose control. V'lios ragish bioser ladas abrios alav. And we're very sensitive. And we care about what people say. We're human. We're affected. V'niyam mishkan nigmar. Oh, here he says it also. Mishkan nigmar v'chafei b'kislev. V'nesha makupah v'rash chodesh nisan. Months and months. V'kol yisrael yimitzapim masai tishre ashchina b'masi yadayim. When will it happen? Right, probably some of them were thinking like, oh, chayta egel. Is that ever going to happen? Half of them were thinking about themselves. Half of them were thinking about Moshe. Forget it. His damnus leitzani hador his load states on Moshe Rabbeinu, and it gave chance and fodder for the scoffers. Late in midrashic terms is a very strong lashon. Scoffing leitzani hador, right? It's the Amalek is called leitzanim. That mida. Avo Moshe nishar eitan badai tov. Moshe kept strong. Kasher yagi azman yitzav alakem es mishkan. When the time comes, Hashem will tell me v'tochalto lo nichzava, and his hope will not be disappointed. And Moshe knew that because Moshe relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what happened, and that's v'tisla liyom acharon. And the Medrash on this pasuk gives two stories. I think the first one or the second one. The first one we definitely had a shir back, because we had a shir a number of years ago about Rav Shimon Vayachai. The Medrash talks about a Talmid of Rav Shimon Vayachai. This could happen today. Talmid of Rav Shimon Vayachai, she yatsa l'chutz laretz l'zasher. He went to chutz laretz to make it big. And he made a mint in chutz laretz. V'hayu ha-talmidim ro'an oso, and he came back to Eretz Yisrael, and everybody was jealous. U'mekanimbo. Wow. I didn't know the streets of chutz laretz are paved in gold. Right? And he went, and he came back with all this money. Rebbe, we want to go. We want to leave Eretz Yisrael. The other Rabbi Shimon knew what was going on. He says, Kinderlach. He says, my Talmidim, my dear Talmidim, come outside for a second. Hotziyam labika achas al penei Meron. Right? He was near Meron over there. Right? He kicks into one big valley. Vihispalel va'amar bika bika himal'i dinari zahav. Shabbi Chai says, please fill with golden coins. He says, please fill. And it became filled. And he then says to his students, Amar lahem, you want gold? Take gold. Take gold. But no, what you take now is coming off your portion in the future. Ella, hey you yodim, call me shu notel achshav, chelko shel olam haba hu notel. He's taking his chelik of olam haba. She'ein matan schar ha-torah el olam haba, batischak liyom acharon. We have a long-term view. Just because somebody, or Shemei Chai was saying, just because somebody will make less of a parnasa in Eretz Yisrael than they would make in Chutz Laaretz, but they're making more Olam Haba points in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, which has the greater, which is weighs more on the scale? Which weighs more on the scale? Again, it doesn't mean nowadays people try to do a little of both. But in any case, this is the Medrash, but Tisla Liyam Achron, Shemei Chai is teaching them, have a long-term view. Long-term view of one's spiritual bank account. HaTalmidim shlo hayu kolkach eitanim b'daitam. The Talmidim, they weren't as strong. Nispa'alu me'osha shel chevram. Atshim shim b'chai ha'mechish lohem she'ein atzlach as well as el dimyon shav. Yet we need, you know, men kemach in Torah. We need our basic necessities. V'abal dimashach achar ha'dimyon yafzad eschar ha'amiti v'chulu. That was the story that he told them. And another story by Shem Echalafta. Which we're not going to read right now. He talks also about a certain stone. Remember the Gemara, it's similar to the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus, the Rabbi Chanina Medosa's wife, you know, wants to also very poor, and they daven, and a golden leg of a table comes out from Shamayim, and they're going to use it, and they realize it's coming off their Olam Haba, so he davens, and a hand comes out from heaven and takes it back. The Gemara says, Godol Nes Ha'achron Yosef Ben Arishon. Because taking it back. But again, having a long-term view. Okay. So the end of Perek Lamed Tes, after Moshe Rabbeinu finally puts up the Mishkan, they bring him all the raw materials. And the last pasuk is, Moshe sees all the malacha. They did it all. Vayavarach osa Moshe. Moshe gives them a bracha. Moshe gives them a bracha. What's the bracha? Rashi quotes, Amar lahem, Yehi ratzon shetishra shechina b'mas yadechem. Right? There should be shechina that rests in your handiwork. That's Vihinoam, and this is Rashi quotes one of the 11 Mizmorim of Tehillah Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote those 10 or 11 Prakim of Tehillim, starting with I think it's Mizmar Tzadi, right? Those 10 we say them in davening on Shabbos, right? That's Tehillah Moshe, Ishal Kim. Good. So this is the Rashi. Says the Ksav Sofer a number of questions on this Rashi. Right, Uba Medrash, source number 7. Eza bracha birchem, yirasho shisho shchina masi adechem. Sorech lomar, bracha zu lama. What kind of bracha is this? Hashem said, if you build the Mishkan, I'll put my presence there. They built the Mishkan. Okay, so Hashem has to keep his end of the deal. What does Hashem have to give a bracha? Oh, I hope this happens. What do we mean, I hope this happens? Right, what do we say? Baruch shomer after chasal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promises. So he said, Vasli Mikdash Shachati Besochan, they made him a Mikdash. So Lama Halo Hashem Tziva Vasli Mikdash. Veshachati Besochan. Vegila Hashem Ritzono. Hashem was Megala Ratzon. La Hashros Shchinaso Beinenu. He wants to put a Shchina here. So what's this extra bracha that Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu is giving? Umazu Tzarecho the bracha. Question one. What do we need this for? Hashem already told us it's going to happen. Number two. Vegam Tzarech Lomar. Tzarech La'ayin. The Havi Lomar Yiratzon Hashem Avinu Shebashamayim. It should be Hashem's Ratzon. Shetishra Shchina B'Masi Adechem. V'lama Sasam Amar Yiratzon. Why does it say Yiratzon? Right. Whenever we say, usually we say Yiratzon Bofanecha. Right. It should be your will. But here it just says Yiratzon. It should be the will. The will. What does it say anything about Hashem? Yiratzon. Question two. So why do you even need this promise? Why do you need this bracha? Why isn't Hashem mentioned in the Yehi Ratzon? Olahavin calls it Akdim. And a third question, which is the beginning of the answer, he quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Well, the pasuk in Divrei, it says in Divrei Hayamim, David Melech, much of Divrei Hayamim is a review of parts of David Melech's life. And that's Divrei Hayamim. The first 10 prakim are not. It's just a list from a people, from Adam all the way till the time of David Melech. But after that, it goes through a lot of the stories of Sefer Shmuel. Says the pasuk, "B'chol kochi hachinosi hazav lazav lakesav lakesav." David says, "With all my, I didn't get to build the base of Mikdash, but with all my strength, I prepared for it. The gold for the gold and the silver for the silver." What does that mean? He prepared gold and silver. What does he mean? He prepared gold for the gold and silver for the silver. Sarach chlayim pshita shehechan hazav lazav v'sfas yaserhu. What else would the gold be used for instead of gold? Right? He prepared silver to be used as silver. Okay? The Nireli. Ki Nireli says the Ksav. So for now. Ki Hashem Tziva V'yitnu Li Truma Li Lashmi. Hashem says V'yitnu Li Truma, meaning, give me, donate L'shem Shamayim. Donate with good kavanas. Pure kavanas. Ki Yeshem Misnadvim V'nosdim K'dei Laharbos Kfodam. She Yushubchu. Some people give so that they will get praised. Ki hema tove lev, oh, and they should be, people should say, oh, they're amazing. They are such philanthropists. Oh, la harbos kvod ashram, ki rabu v'chadome, or to be marbe their kavod, v'lo chafit Hashem be'ilah. That's not what Hashem is looking for, these donations. Hashem's not looking for donations for people to get big plaques. Ela she yitnu letachlis ha-mechuvan, she yizku l'ashras ha-shechina b'socham. Your kavana should be give, so that there's Hashras Hashchina, so I could be close to you. That should be the pasuk. That should be the goal. V'chei ksiv acharkach v'asuli mikdash li l'shmi. V'yei kavanasam v'shachanti b'socham. Below this parable is romaim. That's the kavana. V'asuli make for me. Your kavana should be a house for me. Umuvan madachsiv. And that's what the pasuk says. Kasher ani marus chas tavlas ha-mishkan v'chein tasu. And also you shall do. Like I show you, you shall do. Rashi picked up on that. Havi lemeimer kein tasu. What's the v'chein? T'nai hisna kadosh baruch hu. V'shachanti b'socham. I'm going to rest my presence there. When? Emasai? K'chala she'ani maro uscha. V'rot si'chi ha'shkein b'soch b'inti. The same way that I want to rest in your presence, Hashem says, because I just want to be with you. That's my kavana. Kidisa b'medrash. Atem banai v'ani avichem. Ra'ui she'yodur ha'av b'in banav. Ula ahavasam eschem heresi vitzivisi lasos a mishkan v'kelev betavni. So, because I love you, I'm telling you to build a mishkan. So you need to build it because you love me. Kein la osa kavana tasu osa atem kidei shetischu sheyishra ha'aveinechem. The Father wants to rest with you, so you need to do it for that reason. That's v'shachanti b'socham. Shachanti b'socham, like I did it for that kavana, so too you. Vehine, line 17. Mishia is going to get back to some of the answers. It's all about pure kavana. That's the real message. Mishia yesh lo eza p'niya shehu misnadev zav. K'dei liknos al yado kavad la'atzmo. If anybody is giving gold or a donation because they want kavad atzmo, eina mechuvan sheyazav b'makam hatzorach l'zav. V'akez makam hatzorach l'kesef. That you're not giving zav for zav purpose or kesef for kesef purpose. You're giving zav for your own purpose. You're not giving Zav for Zav and Kesef for Kesef. Ela kavana, so she yachlev a Kesef azav, liknos to asmo, kvot shevach lahalil. I'm trading it in. I'm trading it in for some type of honor. I'm giving the Zav to get honor. I'm not giving the Zav just so that the Zav stays there and there's nothing that boomerangs back to me. Aval anosin latachlas davar, sheish bot sorich, nosin azav, kadeshi azav. V'chein kesef, it has to be pure. The gold's there for the gold, the silver's there for the silver. And that's what David HaMelech said. He did it all the shame of mind. Nothing. Remember what happened in that pasuk of Divrei Hayamim? This is a pasuk that does not appear in Sefer Shmuel. Right? David wants to build a base of Migdash. Hashem says, you can't build a base of Migdash because Dam L'Rav Shafachta. Your blood on your hands. What is David's reaction? You don't even get any sense of disappointment when David is told he can't build a Migdash because Hashem said, you can't, your son will. All David says is, my son? Really? Wow. How did I merit this? That's amazing. And David so much wanted. But it wasn't about him. It was about a home for Hashem. So he was totally out of the picture that even when Hashem gave him this pashtus, terrible disappointment that anybody else would feel, you don't get any sense that he was disappointed. Because he was just so happy that it was going to be built. And even by his son, that was David. Mishanosein, back to line 20. Mishanosein b'shol ha'asik kavod ha'medume. If somebody gives to get an imaginary kavod, gam chiev kasav lo yiksha alav. Vein tzorach l'chazik atzmo l'kach. So then it's not going to be so hard for you because you know you're going to get the kavod. You know if you give this money, they're going to give you shlishi, mafter yona. Right? Because so it's not going to be so hard for you because you know you're getting something. Kali ki yikne bazed davar hashava lo yoser kavod v'shavach m'bnei adam. But if you give totally the Shem Shamayim for nothing in return, you have to focus and act with strength. Not to get anything back. And that's what David says as well. He doesn't want anything back in the form. And that's also li mikdash. For shachanti besocham. So, now we get to our parsha. Moshe sees the whole malacha. Vine asu oso kasher tziv Hashem kein asu. Line 28. They did it exactly how they were supposed to. L'shem shamayim kasher. Right, what does the pasuk say? They did it. Kasher tziv Hashem kein asu. Like Hashem commanded them to do, they did it. Lo hisnadu l'spa'er. They didn't do it to get the coven. V'gam lo asu malacha l'spa'er rak l'shem shamayim. Because if they didn't do it for this reason, then it wouldn't have been... It wouldn't have been, they wouldn't have brought the Shechina. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. They did it this way, okay, now I can give you a bracha, or it's gonna happen. It's more foreshadowing what's gonna happen. V'zeo shamar, where it's underlined. V'yavarach asa Moshe, shetia machshavasam rak l'shem shamayim, k'dei shetishra Shechina b'neihem. V'lo yale b'shum pam. Right, they brought all of the materials, and now it's gonna be built. V'lo yale b'shum pam b'machshava l'fneihem, ki covered v'teferesu. That's the bracha. Right, when we do anything, staka, mitzvahs, it has to be just to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not for our own. Not for our own, right, we have to make sure. And a similar idea is said at the, all the way at the end of the parsha. All the way at the end of the parsha, turning the page for a second, right, towards the end of the parsha, in Perek Mem, right, Perek Mem, right, there are, I think, 50 prakim in Bereishis, 40 prakim in Shmos. So if you look at the Pasuk Chafei towards the end of the parsha when this is set up, Vayal Haneros Lefnei Hashem Kasher Tziv Hashem Et Moshe. The Neros went up in front of Hashem. So in the Karas Lo Shabbos Oneg, one of those volumes, in the first volume, he tells a story about the Ksos, Rav Aryeh Leib HaKohen Heller. The Ksos, the author of the Shev Shmaitza and the Avnei Miluim. And the Kso says, in his city, Haya Asher Echad Shaya Oseg Rabos B'Maisit Tzacha B'Chesed. Somebody who always did a lot of chesed, Aval Ohav Asher Zeh Shekol Maisit Tov Sha'asa Yisparsin L'Rabim. But he wanted it to be known. He wanted the credit. Okay. Dalacha, so the Ksos once told him, Shebasiyas Mitzvah Ein L'Adam Lachshov Klal Al HaKavet HaTam Masiyasa. Try not to think. Don't think about what you're going to get out of it. In terms of covered. Ella Allah Lasos Mitzvah Shem Shemayim Bavad. Right? Shem Shemayim. The Ashir says, but what's the problem? I'm doing a mitzvah. What does the Pasuk say? Right? He was a little chacham. Ner mitzvah v'torah or. Mitzvahs are like candles. Aren't candles supposed to shine? Aren't they supposed to give off light? Right? Ha mitzvah mishulol aner. Vo'ikir shaner dolek. Ma'hevda b'ma'hid liku asaner. I do the mitzvah. Ner mitzvah, I did them. So the Ksos says, what does it say in our pasuk? Bial haneros lifnei Hashem. Right, a mitzvah is a ner, but do the ner, do it in front of Hashem. Nobody else has to know. Bial haneros lifnei Hashem. Neros eile, aleinu lahadlik lifnei Hashem bavad, lo kavanah zorah shel kavod. Okay, same idea. When we do mitzvahs, we should try to have kavanah zorah shel shemayim to bring a HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. Okay, continuing in Perek Mem. So the Pasuk describes how everything was set up, and Moshe put the Aron inside the Kodesh Kadashim. Right from the beginning of Perek Mem, we start from the most holy to going out. So first Moshe puts in the Aron HaEdus, then the curtain. And now what's going to go out in the Kodesh, the three Kalim. So Veveses HaSholchan, Barachta Zerko, so the Shulchan, right? Barachta Veveses HaMenorah, Valeis, Veveses Neroseha. So you put the Shulchan in the north, you put the menorah in the south. Venasata is Mizbeach HaZav, the Torah. So you put the Mizbeach HaZav in the middle, right? That's in the middle. Lefnei Aron HaEdus. Then you put the Masach HaPesach, you put the other curtain that's outside the Kodesh, and then you're going to put the outer Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaOla, right, going from most Kadosh to less Kadosh. So if you read the Pasuk already, again, I never focused or noticed this until I saw the Meshech Chachma pointed out, but it's an obvious question, right? The Pasuk is describing Moshe setting everything up. So you put the Aron in the Kodesh Kadoshim, then you put the Shulchan in the... right where it's supposed to be. And then you put the menorah. This is all talking about in the Kodesh. And then you put the Mizbeach HaZav Lifnei Aron HaEdus. Okay, maybe that could just mean that the Mizbeach is in the middle. It's not on the north or the south side. So it's in the middle across from the Aron, which happens to be in the Kodesh Kodashim. So it's in the same, row in terms of Caleb. Maybe that's what it means. But there's a curtain in between them. There's a curtain between them. So why does it say that the Mizbeach HaZav is Lefnei Aron HaEdus? It's not really Lefnei Aron HaEdus. So that's the Meshech Chachma's Kasha. Source number 9. Hine, Pashta Dekra, Haya Al Hakamaso B'Makom, Shimuchuvan Lefnei Aron HaEdus. As I just said. The Pashtas of the Pasuk, maybe it means that it's in the line. Like the menorah is in the south, the Shulchan is in the north, and this is in the same line, equal to the Aron Abris. Aval im Kain havel lemichtav lekaman gabe Moshe shehikim lefnei ha'aron v'sham kasuv lefnei ha'paroches. But there later on it says lefnei ha'paroches v'chein kasuv b'parshat tetzaveh she lefnei ha'kapores. So sometimes it says paroches, which is in front of the curtain, which it was, and then sometimes it says in front of the aron or the kapores, which is gives you the impression that it says inside the kodesh kadashim. V'nir'eh, let me explain, says the Meshech Chachma, it's explained by the footnotes, Rabbi Kuberman in the footnotes, why it says in front of the Aron HaEdus and not just in front of the Paroches. V'nir'eh, ta kadmonim mehem amru, some of the early kadmonim. And if you look in the footnote, this is quoted in the Mor Nevuchim. Some of the early kadmonim said, amru, ditam haktores, right, what was offered on this little Mizbeach? Mizbeach HaZav, only ktores, right, no animals. Tamaktores, whom it plays Shalohaya Shaloyeh Reach Kimikomos Shemifatmin Habasar. You ever walk into a butcher shop? You ever walk into a place where there's a lot of meat? Raw meat? Doesn't smell so good. Doesn't smell so good. I remember as a little child, growing up in Far Rockaway, there was this butcher in Far Rockaway. I used to go with my mother. I remember going in, they had this big meat hanging up. I'm not such an old guy. But all this meat, I remember the being so uncomfortable and like, and the blood all over the place and meat and I don't remember, but I can't imagine it smelled too good. So some suggest, he quotes from the Kadmonim, that maybe the Torah was there to offset that smell.
And
the burning meats, Tamid Yom Alayla, Lachin Lohashiv Hareach, Siva Lafatim Akhtaris Alariach Basamim. Says the Meshech Chachma, Chas V'Shalom. That's the Khtaris. That's why you had these exactly 11 Samamanim mixed in together. Vakfart Savchu Alzeh, Di'im Kain, Midu Mishkal Amali. If that's the case, why does it have to be so exact? These Simanim and these ingredients, it has to be perfect. And if you make this in its exact way, just making it is chayiv mis, chayiv karis. What's the way? It's all about the smell. What's the big deal? Obviously, there's something much deeper and meaningful about this. Uladaiti, and again, the fact that the Rambam quotes that Amar Nevuchim has been pointed out. The Rambam often quotes reasons of Amar Nevuchim that seem to be somewhat lower level substantive reasons, like half the mitzvahs are anti-Avodah Zarah. But to note, the Mar Nevuchim is a certain type of audience, some point out, or the Rambam has a certain goal in writing Mar Nevuchim. And he gives a very different impression in the numerous times in Mishnah Torah where he talks about Hashkaf and Tami HaMitzvahs at the end of Me'ilah, at the end of Avodah. Okay. The end of Yisroel Mizbeach. Uladaiti, says the Meshech Chachma, Ktor shel Shiva Simei Miluim Yochichu. I'll prove to you that that's wrong. Because what about the Shiva Simei Miluim in Parshat Tetzaveh? right? The 7 days of consecrating the Mishkan, Sha'adayin lo karbu karbanos harbe uparku b'chol yom. There were no karbanos yet. They took it apart every single day. Right? And yet there was ketores. V'zeh sha'amar. So that's what's alluding to here. What does the pasuk say? The ketores is in front of the aron. Right? Lo tidamu shaktores hu l'tzorach habam l'chatzar. Don't think the reason for the ketores is going east. The reason for the ketores is west. Right? What's east? Outside in the chatzar, the mizbeach achitzon. No. This mizbeach haktores is not for any reason for anything east of it. It's for what's west of it, and that's the aron. Raku l'rech nichoach l'tzorach gavoha. Kmo she'amru avoda tzorach gavoha. V'ze yadu al abam esod Hashem. And it's known for those who knows the secrets. Kama pla'im rumas b'ktores. How many secrets in the ktores? L'chein amar mizbach hazahav l'ktores l'fnei aron ha'edus. Beautiful. Haynu shaktores yitz l'tzorach shchinas kvodo. Asher shachan al aron ha'edus shesham yad kvodo Hashem yizbarach. Right? And there were miracles by the ktores. Remember the Mishnah in Tumid, I think it is, where the Mishnah says that the ktores, you can smell the ktores in Yericho. Smell it in Yericho. All the way to Yericho. So some say, oh, you can smell it all the way, but the Ravid, one of the Ravids, whoever that Ravid is, on this commentary on the Mishnah there says, only in Yericho. In Yerushalayim and in Yericho, because Yericho, he says, was the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. The first place that we conquered, and therefore it had a special status. And that's why certain miracles occurred in Yericho, besides the miracles in Yerushalayim. So again, the Ketores was not just for preventative purposes. Okay. One final thought on the Parsha, and then maybe one thought on Parsha Zachodesh. So Rabbi Sachs has a sefer, which we haven't quoted from so often, one of the posthumous Sfarim that came out on Chumash, called I Believe. I Believe. This is from that sefer. Rabbi Sachs points out that we know Vayakel Pekudei is a repeat of a Truma and Tetzaveh. And it's very different than the first half of the sefer, which was a lot of action. And he says on line 13, its natural culmination should surely have been chapters 19 to 24, meaning Maamar Har Sinai. That should have been the end. No, what would think? This is surely where the story had been heading all along. The formalization of a relationship that would bind God to a people and a people to a God, bringing heaven down to earth and lifting a people from earth to heaven. Right? So what's the purpose of all of these details? So says Rabbi Sachs on the next page. The Torah is telling us something profound and still relevant today. But to understand it, we must approach it in stages. The first fascinating fact is that, and this we pointed out in the past, there are many parallel words and use of language between Binyan HaMishkan and Maaseh Bereishis. Briyas HaOlam. The Torah uses very similar language to describe the Israelites' creation of the tabernacle and the God's creation of the universe. Right? This is how the Torah describes the completion of the Mishkan. Right? He saw all the work, was done, and the Jews did everything he was supposed to do, and Moshe looked and he saw that they did everything they were supposed to do, and he blessed them. Right? What does that sound like? And Hashem saw everything that was done, he saw that it was good. Vayivarech. It's parallel lashon. Three key words appear in both passages. Work, completed, blessed. Right? These verbal echoes are not accidental. Right? We've touched on this issue in the past. Right? He says, well, the closer we examine the two texts, the more we see how intricately the parallel has been constructed. Right? The creation account of Bereishis is tightly organized around a series of sevens. 7 days of creation. 7 times the word Tov appears. Hashem appears 35 times. Right? Factor of 7. And the word earth, 21 times. The Mishkan is similar. Pikudei, built around the number 7. The word heart appears 7 times. As Moshe specifies the materials to be used. 7 times again. Description, Betzal and Eliav. The word Truma appears 7 times in this section. Many sevens. So there are parallels. There are parallels. And this we've noted in the past, that the Binyan HaMishkan was basically building a microcosm of the whole world. And that's what he said the first point is. The language and construction of the two passages is meant to direct us to a comparison. The Israelites' creation of the tabernacle was a counterpart of God's creation of the universe.
But there's what that we mentioned in the past, but now it's new. But there's something else going on here between the parallels. Right? Hashem created the world a perfect system. Turning the page. Hashem created an unbelievable, you know, a universe. I heard recently, I think is in the name, oh, it's the Malbim. It's the Malbim. We could all think of this three times a day. The Malbim says, every single generation, we recognize and we discover more how unbelievable HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the creation. And what we thought was a cell, you know, hundreds of years ago, what we know now, and DNA, and the more that we look at the world, and the every generation, you know, we learn more about the world, and therefore more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the godless, the Malbim says that exactly on Dor L'Dor Yishabach Ma'asecha, on the Pasuk in Ashrei. Says the Malbim, every generation, Yishabach is future. They will praise you because there'll be more praise in every generation. Because we'll appreciate and understand more about the infinitude of the world and the cosmic genius. So that's Dor L'Dor. But Hashem created a perfect world. Guess what? We messed it up. Hashem created perfect order, and then through sin, we created disorder. Lack of order. We now begin to see what the Mishkan really was. It was a tikkun by Chet Egel. What does it say? We were wild. We were out of control. We weren't misudar. What's the antidote? What's the tikkun for that? Binyan Mishkan. Tikkun. Tikkun. We now begin to see. It was a tikkun, a mending of the sin of the Chet Egel. The Tars, oh, I'm sorry. I missed the first line I wanted to read. He has an amazing line. Top line. Then he created, right, the end of the previous page and then the top of this line. Right? Hashem created a universe of order. Then he created humans and they created chaos. First Adam and Chava, then Cain, then Mabel, then the Torah says Hashem regretted he created humanity. And Bereishis is all about descent from order to chaos. And Mishkan is going back, swinging the pendulum, back to order. It's a tikkun. The tikkun for chaos is order. The Mishkan, with its precisely delineated dimensions and materials, put together from the voluntary contributions of the people, fashioned by a craftsman under divine inspiration, was just that, a microcosm of pure order. So the end of Shmos is not quite an echo of the beginning of Bereishis, it is an antidote to it. We've returned. If humanity can reduce God's order to chaos, then humanity must show that it can rescue order from chaos. And that's the Mishkan. The Mishkan is perfect order, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. As it says 15 times in this parsha, Kasher Tziv Hashem es Moshe. Kasher Tziv Hashem es Moshe. And that's what he says in the end of every piece in the Sefer, I believe, he says, and I believe. Right? I believe that, right, Shabbos, Mishkan, are where the restless soul finds rest, where hearts open, minds soar, where with life as an order, we must stop, must learn to honor. And while God is close, v'chul. Okay. Finally, the last thought, just to quickly quote something from in Mo'adei HaRaya, which are the couple of volumes that Rav Neria put out, all about Torah's Rav Kook. He quotes there from Rabbi Chalapta, right, a Talmud. Right? Ne'eman Rucho Shel Rav, right? Maran, you have Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Rav Chalap, one of the Talmidim, quotes in Meimarim, those are his Svarim. Right, this week is Parshas HaChodesh, we start Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he quotes, just a one short thought that, as many say, Nisan and Pesach are about breaking free. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzarim. And we could have his Chadshus. In this first month of the year, just like the blossoms are becoming new, we have the power to become new. All the enemies that push us down, who are all nitzotzos, they're all sparks of Egypt. Every enemy that we've had comes from that first, right? Mitzrayim threw our babies into the water, right? So all enemies since then, this Lal Shimurim, we're able to break free. We're able to break out of our mitzarim, out of our borders, out of our chains. We just have to take advantage. It's in the air. It's in the season. We should be zocha to be able to break free, break out of all of our limits. The sky's the limit, right? We have to just believe in ourselves, believe that we could do it, and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us reach our true potential. Okay? Chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek. Take us through Pekudei. Baruch Hashem, next week will be the Haggadah Shir. The Haggadah Shir will be at 7:45 instead of 8:15. 7:45, give us a little more time. Next Wednesday, again, the Haggadah Shir instead of the Shir on Vayikra. And I don't think there'll be the following week a Shir on Tzav, even though there is a Parsha Tzav for Haggadah, but we'll leave it for now. Okay, Baruch Hashem, next week.